النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So, in this one conversation, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is talking to Abu Du'ama. Abu Du'ama says that I visited Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam when he was ill, an illness which eventually led to his death. He says that when I wanted to leave Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Imam said to me, "O Abu Du'ama, you have a right on me. Shall I tell you a tradition that shall delight you?" And so Abu Du'ama, he replied, he said, "I am in utmost need of that, O Yabna Rasulullah." And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam said that my father told his father, who told his father, and he says this all the way where he gets up to Imam Hussein alayhi salam was told by Imam Ali alayhi salam that the Messenger of Allah said to him, "Write down." And so Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "What shall I write down?" And the Messenger, peace and blessings upon him, says, "Write down, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, faith is that which hearts acknowledge and deeds prove, and Islam is that which tongues witness and marriage becomes lawful with." And so Abu Du'ama, he says, "Yabna Rasulullah, I don't know which one of these two is better, the tradition or the narrators." Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam replies, "This is a book written down by the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it is the dictation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that we inherit one from the other." A beautiful conversation, this dialogue between Abu Du'ama and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, talking about how faith is not just something which should be acknowledged by our hearts, but our deeds need to prove it. If we have true faith, then our actions, our behaviors, our manners, our etiquettes will also be in sync with the faith that is in our hearts. So this whole idea that, you know, in my heart I'm modest, or in my heart I'm a good Muslim, that's really of no value if that faith is not manifested in our actions. So faith, which is within the heart, must be manifested in our actions if it is to be a complete faith. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.